The plan that TECO has brought forward is to replace an aging coal-fired plant with a new gas-fired plant, which of course will be running on fracked gas. This will be a very large plant. They have put out a press release that said by 2023 they'll be burning almost no coal, which has caused people in Apollo Beach to believe that they're going to be spared the pollution from Big Bend that has plagued them for so long, both in terms of, you know, ash on their cars and patios, but also damage to their lungs and so forth. But what TECO didn't say is that the reason they'll be burning so little coal in 2023 is because Big Bend Units 3 and 4, which burn coal also, will be temporarily offline to be refurbished and upgraded, but then they'll be brought back and continue to burn coal. And if you look at the 10-year plan filed by TECO with the Florida Public Services Commission, you can see that in 2028, their coal burning will exceed the coal that they plan to burn for 2019. They're not going to be burning less coal long term, only while they're refurbishing these plants. Then they go to be burning more coal. The frack gas plant is a 30-year commitment to burning fossil fuels. The reality is we have only 10 to 12 years before we have to reduce our reliance on carbon fuels by about 40 to 50%, or else we will most certainly be crossing over to a tipping point that plunges us down a path of unknown, unknowable, possibly unsurvivable environmental consequences. We are simply out of time. The idea of spending nearly $1 billion to build another fossil fuel plant that will run for 30 years at a time when we need to be stopping the fossil fuels and moving into renewable energy, it's a bad deal for the ratepayers. It's bad for the environment. It will rely on a fuel that is going to certainly be more expensive in the future. For folks who don't know, there was no fracked gas before 2005. It was made possible by exemptions to clean air, clean water, and safe drinking water bills that were
exemption.
In the Cheney Energy Bill, the Halliburton loophole. When that was passed, people didn't know about the earthquakes. They didn't realize that their faucets were going to be catching on fire. Those exemptions are going to be removed. And when they are, and when the gas and oil companies are brought under regulations that make the processes safe, fracked gas is going to be much less affordable. The cost of the fuel for that plant is going to skyrocket. And, oh, by the way, TECO doesn't pay that cost. If you look at your electric bill, the fuel is a separate line. So it's not a risk to TECO, but it is very much a risk to the ratepayers.
You prefer a solar alternative. Would solar be able to meet peak demand? And how do you account for using energy at night if TECO goes to more solar?
Florida Power and Light is building the world's largest solar-powered battery bank, just 40 miles from Apollo Beach, just down the road from there. They are doing this and say that by doing so, they're going to save their ratepayers $100 million. Now, TECO says that solar plus batteries isn't cost effective. Somehow or other, the idea that Florida Power and Light can deploy solar battery and save $100 million, but TECO says it's not cost effective, just doesn't make any sense. Now, we don't make a transition like this overnight. It's going to take many, many years to site and bring online necessary solar panels. But it's a direction we can go instead of going one more step further down a dead-end fossil fuel road.
What are the details of your rally this Saturday?
We will be meeting at 6 p.m. at Gaslight Park, which is in downtown Tampa. It's worth noting that parking is free north of Kennedy Boulevard on the weekends. The reason we want people to be there is because at this point, the only way we can stop this gas-fired plant from going forward is with political pressure. We need to demonstrate to the governor and the cabinet, who will be making the decision on this in late July, that the people of Tampa Bay are absolutely opposed to it. I realize that most of the listeners of WMNF are deeply concerned about the environment. I imagine most of them recycle, they do what they can to conserve energy and to save water. But the reality is, this is just not enough. We have to to stop TECO's plan, and we have to stop it by showing up. Otherwise, our grandchildren face a future that is going to be so remarkably different from what we have known. It is a generational betrayal for us to act as if doing everything we can to immediately transition to renewable energy is optional. We have no choice in this. This is something we have to commit to. And we need people to show up, Gaslight Park, 6 p.m. on Saturday. There will be an open mic. Folks will have an opportunity to voice their opinion about the TECO plan. We have invited Nancy Tower. We visited the TECO office downtown Tuesday morning, and I personally read a letter to the staff who were in charge, and we left a written copy of it. We would love for Nancy Tower to come down and explain to the people why TECO should do something that in Indiana, the regulatory commission there said no. In Indiana, the regulatory commission said where Vectren wanted to replace an exactly the kind of plant TECO has now. Vectren wanted to replace a coal-fired power plant with a new gas-fired plant. And the Indiana Regulatory Commission said that it was irresponsible and risky to be spending hundreds of million dollars on a 30-year plant that, given the rapidly evolving technology around energy. And this is the thing. Well, battery storage now is becoming much more cost-effective. We have to start down the road. New electricity generated by solar panels is cheaper than new energy from a gas-fired power plant. At this time, we have to bring the batteries online, but the price of batteries is dropping like a rock, very similar to what happened with solar panels. The Greta Thunberg, the teenager from Europe there that has been leading a revolution among students, said it very clearly. She told the British Parliament, you know, what we need to solve and address the environmental problem, we need cathedral thinking, which is to say, we don't have to know what the design on the ceiling is going to be to lay the foundation. And this is where we are now. We need to start laying the foundation for renewable energy. And before we can complete that, the other such as battery storage and so forth will be available. And like I said, if battery storage is going to work for Florida Power and Light, why won't it work for TECO?